And now back to David Bryan, starring as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
Three innocent people had been killed in a holdup attempt and getaway. One of the bandits was dead, but the other was still at large. Eyewitnesses swore that the man we sought had gold teeth and a gash on his scalp. We found a man with gold teeth, but there was no mark of an accident on him. Harrington and I took him to the doctor's office at General Hospital.
What's he going to do with that needle?
Just take your blood type, unless you object. That's your legal right.
Why should I object? I haven't done anything.
All right, let me have your hand. Just going to prick your finger a little.
Go ahead. Ouch!
How long will it take, Doctor?
Just a few seconds with a fresh specimen. Give you an answer as soon as the smear's ready.
The blood type we're checking you for is a pretty rare one, Frommer. AB.
I told you before, my blood is type O. I know from giving it to the Red Cross.
And if that's true, it eliminates part of your worries. But my assistant is bringing a druggist named Rebar over here. Rebar saw the killer close up.
He didn't see me.
Garrett?
Yes, Doctor.
And here it is.
Type AB?
No. Type O, like you said.
I told you, didn't I? I never lie.
Come in.
Oh, Chief, I got Rebar out here.
How about it, Trauma?
Bring him in. I've got nothing to hide.
Okay, Harrington.
All right, come on in, Mr. Rebar.
Hello, Mr. Garrett.
Mr. Rebar, I'd like you to take a look at this man. Take a good look. And then tell me if you've ever seen him before. How about it, Mr. Rebar?
Mr. Garrett, I'm not sure. After all, the man that got out of the car had a gun in his hand and blood all over his face. All I remember for sure is the gold teeth.
I don't want you to identify him unless you're certain, beyond the shadow of a doubt. Now, can you make a positive identification?
No, sir, I can't.
All right, Mr. Rebar. Thank you. You can go.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. You've done the right thing.
Well, my blood's the wrong type. I got no cut, and he couldn't identify me. How about letting me go now?
There's still the matter of a fingerprint that is yours, Trammer. I want you to come one more place with us, voluntarily.
Where?
Police garage. The wrecks have been towed in there. I want you to see them. Will you come?
You're not trying to pin this on me, are you?
What do you think?
I'm with you. Let's go.
Recognize this car, Trummer?
Well, I see a dozen black coupes like this every day.
You've seen this one, all right. Your thumbprint proves that.
What?
Right here in the dusting powder on the tank cap.
So I gassed this car at my station, maybe. That's how I make... Hey, wait a minute. Let me see that cap.
Don't touch it now. I'll handle it.
Well, Trummer?
I saw a tank cap like that this morning.
You sure?
Well, yeah, a big guy in a black coupe could have been this car. Maybe I should have known there was something fishy about that guy, though.
Why?
Because he didn't have any money to pay for the gas. Didn't tell me until I filled her up, either. She was almost bone dry.
You mean you let him waltz off without paying you?
Well, what could I do? Siphon it out? I made him leave something for security, though.
What?
Well, a hunting knife and sheath he had on his belt, worth maybe $8 or $9 new.
Did he come back to redeem it?
No. I got it locked in my tool chest back at the station.
We ought to have a look at it, Chief.
We will, as soon as I call the office.
District Attorney's office.
Garrett, Miss Miller. Anything come in on that scalp wound yet?
No, sir. We're still checking doctors. The whole telephone and radio division's on it.
That cut was deep. It'll need treatment sooner or later. Ask other counties to cooperate. Spread the search.
Yes, sir.
I'll be at Trommer's, the Midtown service station.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Would you know that man if you saw him again, Trommer?
Well, one customer's face looks like another, but I'd remember him.
He have gold teeth like you?
Oh, that's something I can't tell you. He was chewing a cut of tobacco, talking through it.
Tobacco, huh? Not many men chew tobacco anymore. Unless...
Unless what, Chief?
Unless they're doing a kind of work that keeps their hands too busy for smoking.
Well, here it is, the knife. Just like he left it.
Fresh honed and clean as a whistle, Chief. Why would anybody be carrying a hunting knife in the city?
More likely to be somebody who worked outdoors, away from town. Let me see that sheath.
Yeah.
Now look at this.
Hey, initials burned in the leather. B.F.
Too bad he didn't burn in the full name.
Midtown Service. Oh, yeah, hold on. It's for you, Mr. Garrett, your office.
Hello, Miss Miller.
Hello, Mr. Garrett. We just got a report. It doesn't seem to be anything, but I thought I'd better call you.
Well, what is it?
A man answering the general description of the one you're looking for had 12 stitches taken in his scalp late this afternoon.
Where?
Colderville, about 30 miles upstate.
Did you speak to the doctor?
Yes, sir. Colderville Hospital emergency room, but he said it was a compensation case.
What kind of a compensation case?
He said the patient was a workman for the railroad section gang repairing track up in that area.
Well, how'd he get hurt?
Driving spikes. He said one flew up and hit him.
But the man answers our general description.
Yes, sir, except for one thing.
What?
The doctor said he didn't have gold teeth.
I see. Well,
I thought I'd better call you anyhow.
Thanks. Keep working on it.
I will. Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, Miss Miller.
Yes?
Did the doctor give you the man's name?
Yes, sir. It was Fallon. Bud Fallon.
Well, just a minute. Give me that knife sheath, Harrington.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks. Miss Miller, you did say Bud Fallon, didn't you? B as in boy, F as in flag.
That's right, Mr. Garrett.
And I think we've got our man.
But his teeth aren't gold.
Now, I've got an idea about that, too. Listen, here's what I want you to do. Harrington and I are leaving for Colderville immediately. I want you to call that doctor back.
Yes, sir?
Tell him to dig out the swabs used in treating that wound on Fallon's scalp. If you can find the right ones, I want a blood analysis made. We'll pick it up when we get there.
Yes, sir, right away.
Goodbye. Thanks, Trummer. Come on, Harrington.
Is the guy we want in Colderville, Chief?
In it or near it? He's working on a railroad section gang.
That fits what you said about the knife. Guy working outdoors.
Chewing tobacco, too. Man with a sledgehammer in his hands doesn't have much time for smoking.
But what about the gold teeth?
He hasn't got gold teeth. Never did have. It was a disguise he dreamed up when he stopped at Trummer's for gas. Trummer's teeth caught his attention and gave him an idea. Mighty good one, too. It almost saved his neck.
But how? How did he do it?
That's the one thing we've got to find out.
It'll be dark when we get to Colderville.
Not as dark as Fallon would like it to be.
Yes. They're the railroad work cars now.
Oh.
Section boss said Fallon bunks in the next to the last one. Dark.
The caboose isn't. Probably use it for a recreation car. Card games, things like that.
Anyone try there first?
No. Too many men in there. Somebody might get hurt. We'll wait in his bunk car.
Yeah, it should be this one.
Yeah.
Watch out. Big step up.
Yeah, I see it. Got your flashlight?
Yeah.
Let's have a look around.
Yeah. Sleeps about a dozen. I wonder which bunk is Fallon's.
I don't know. Here. Throw the light over here.
What?
Here on the bunk post.
B.F. Likes to put his initials on everything, don't he?
Now, this must be his footlocker.
It ain't locked.
No.
Gun in there?
No, he'll have it on him. Look at this, though.
What are they?
Couple of plugs of chewing tobacco.
Wrapped in gold foil.
Sure. He tore off a piece of this gold foil after he saw trauma. Put it over his front teeth like this.
No wonder we got a description the way we did.
One thing he couldn't change was the AB type of blood, though.
Well, what do we do now?
Just sit and wait.
That's enough for me tonight. Deal me up.
Come on, come on. Come on.
for...
I don't know what I ever did to deserve such lousy luck. Who's that back of my bunk? That you, Jake? Dominic?
Don't go, Fallon.
Who is it?
Who are you expecting?
We want to talk to you about a check you tried to cash this morning.
You're under arrest, Fallon.
Look out, Chief! Oh, my arm! Get the gun, Chief.
I've got it.
Is this the same gun you used to kill the cashier, Fallon?
I never kill anybody.
Ballistics will tell us if you don't, mister.
You'll never get anybody to identify me.
We will when they see you with a piece of this gold foil over your teeth.
I don't have to say anything till I see a lawyer. My arm. I'm bleeding. You gotta get me to a doctor, quick. I already lost a lot of blood from my head.
Don't worry about it, Fallon. You'll be getting a transfusion in no time. It won't take long. We already know your blood type. Come on, Harrington. Let's carry him out.
This is David Bryan. I hope you enjoy this case from the files of Mr. District Attorney. I'll be back in just a moment after this message from our sponsor.
Now, here is the star of Mr. District Attorney, David Bryan, with a word about the program you have just heard.
Bud Fallon was convicted of murder in the second degree and 3 counts of involuntary manslaughter. He was sentenced to life imprisonment. However, he was killed in a fight when he attacked another prisoner with a knife. Now, this is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case based on the facts of crime from the file of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Phillips H. Lord.